From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last week, we found out Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro may be under investigation in the U.S. for money laundering. But it turns out Maduro has more immediate problems, like keeping his country's lights on. On Monday evening, Nicolas Maduro was just about to be declared the leader of his socialist party at a convention in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Then the lights went out for a half hour. It wasn't just an embarrassing moment for the authoritarian Venezuelan president. It was an omen. On Tuesday, Greater Caracas and its 5 million residents were hit with not one but two massive blackouts. They cut power to 80% of the metropolis for much of the day. Insurance broker Gustavo Diaz described the scene by telephone from southeast Caracas.
It was horrible, Diaz said, because it shut down public transport and people filled up the streets and highways walking back home.
Diaz added the Caracas blackout is just one more blow to a country suffering the world's worst economic collapse and a chronic lack of food. There are always blackouts in other cities, but the government thought it had Caracas armored against this, Diaz said. This just worsens the sense of national despair, and perhaps Maduro's sense of siege. Last week, the Miami Herald reported U.S. officials are investigating the Venezuelan president as part of a $1.2 billion money laundering scandal. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.